I'm Courtney Moran. I'm an industrial hemp attorney with Earth Law LLC. And I just want to give a shout out to Jerry Norton and to Amy and everyone else that has put this conference on and made this possible. It is so wonderful to see so many beautiful faces coming together to celebrate and talk about cannabis. This is a really exciting time. We are seeing legislation being passed throughout the country every single day and progress being made. Specifically on the industrial hemp side, right now we have 24 states that have legalized some form of industrial hemp cultivation. Now, back in 2013, there were only 10 states. Now, the significant date here is February 7th, 2014, when President Obama signed into law the Agricultural Act of 2014, which contains Section 7606, implementing and authorizing industrial hemp research at state departments of agriculture and institutions of higher education in states that have already legalized industrial hemp to authorize industrial hemp cultivation and research. Now, in 2013, Colorado became the first state to cultivate industrial hemp during this century. In 2014, Kentucky and Vermont joined Colorado. And this year, during the 2015 production season, we have 8 states cultivating, including 17 universities that are conducting research. This is significant progress. Since 2014, 14 states have legalized industrial hemp cultivation. That's incredible. There's progress being made every single day. Now here in Oregon, 2015 was our first production season. We had 13 licensees this year, 9 of whom actually were able to plant. We did have some issues with seed importation, but 9 of our farmers did get seed in the ground, and harvesting began 2 weeks ago. So we've been harvesting for the past 2 weeks, and actually one farmer is out there harvesting this morning as we are all gathering here. Now, back in the spring, there was a lot of concern about cross-pollination between industrial hemp and marijuana, but we are harvesting right now all varieties of cannabis, and I am very pleased that there have been no reported issues of cross-pollination. So that and this conference is a great reminder that cannabis can coexist with cannabis and that we are all one cannabis community. Now, we are all here together in a very unique historical time. We are building an industry, and we need to be very careful and conscious of what we are doing as we're doing this, and that we need to not only be resolving the problems that were created through prohibition, but to also be forward-thinking and implement regulations that will provide for an industry the way that we all want to see it, an industry that's sustainable and an industry that will thrive. Now, I advocate that when we're implementing regulations, especially on the federal level, but also in our state regulations, that we regulate based on cannabinoid profiles and not arbitrary THC concentrations. Right now, on the U.S. federal level and in many states, including Oregon, our laws regulate industrial hemp concentration to 0.3%. This is completely arbitrary and not based in science. What we should be regulating on is the cannabinoid profiles, for example, THC-CBD ratios. THC and CBD are the main cannabinoids found within cannabis. THC is psychoactive, while CBD is non-psychoactive or non-euphoric psychoactive. So if we're looking at psychoactivity, we're looking at the relationship between THC and CBD within the plant, or the THC-CBD ratio. If we have a plant that has a THC-CBD ratio of greater than 1, meaning there's more THC than CBD within the plant, it is psychoactive and it is marijuana. If we have a plant that has a THC-CBD ratio of less than 1, meaning there is more CBD than psychoactive THC within the plant, it is non-psychoactive and it is industrial hemp. So if we begin to regulate based on these cannabinoid profiles, these regulations will be able to provide for all uses of the cannabis plant, true industrial uses, therapeutic uses, and recreational or adult uses. So it's very important that in the work that all of us are doing to encourage and reflect on the symbiotic relationship of the cannabinoids and how they all work together within that plant. Now, that being said, I also encourage us all to remember the value of the community that we have built and that we are all a part of. We can and we will do this together. Thank you.